There are electrocardiogram machines which can be obtained from China relatively cheaply, and we have some links to some reviews of the different types. In my case, I emphasize the type of measurement known as a Lewis lead, which is different than the ones that are associated with the 12 leads that the doctors commonly use. It's a different positioning that attempts to look at the atrium, which is the entrance to the heart, and it's a very weak muscle, and so it's harder to see, and it involves two electrodes on one side of the chest and then two electrode down the leg. But what this does do is it gives you a good look at the atrium, and frequently, probably one of the most frequently problems that need to be checked is atrial flutter or fibrillation, where the atrium is moving too fast. Because the atrium is the pacemaker for the rest of the heart, it causes the rest of the heart to go too fast. And that it can also cause a poor circulation in that atrium, and blood clots can form, and you can have a stroke. So detecting it with a clear signal is particularly good with the Lewis lead, and it can be done with a primitive one-channel piece of equipment that's about $200. And so an effective screening is quite possible with relatively low-skilled operator and cheap equipment for the ailment that is most common. Of course, it doesn't necessarily going to detect all kinds of sophisticated heart problems, which would be detected by a true professional with a 12 lead that takes a whole lifetime to be good at reading. But, you know, we take what we can get. So I think it's an exciting area, and so we have an area on the website that describes it in more detail and makes references where you might be able to pursue this. There are a few other heart attack symptoms that can be seen, like the ST elevation. So there's a few things a person can look for. But again, I would just be looking for a too fast atrium as something that's safe for the amateur.